I want to go even before the journey, right?
Yeah.
I perceive it as, you. I mean, you went to a whole fucking different country somewhere. You're not, you are familiar with it, right? You're familiar with Georgia, but, I mean, have you trained in Georgia before?
Yeah, John.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's been a
Every
long
summer,
time.
yeah.
Yeah? It's been a long time. That's scary as fuck to do. You had to get out of your comfort zone.
It was, yeah.
Because it was comfortable here. You said it. The trainings were easy.
Yeah, because first I had to find a club to go to and train. And with whole, well, like, dude, I didn't know anyone there except for, like, two,
three
people.
You're going 3 days a week in America. Life is good.
Yeah.
And then you say, fuck it. I'm going to go now train 6 days, 2 times a day. You did 3 times a day in a whole different country that, yeah, you may know some people, but you're also meeting a fuck ton of new people. That is scary as shit to even think of, like, just someone to do that. So what made you go past the line and say, fuck, just thinking about it, let's
fucking
actually
losing
pull the
every
trigger.
Tournament that I went to. Getting third place that I wasn't happy with. Sometimes those big national tournaments, I would just fucking be out. Lose 2 matches, you're fucking out. All that money, all that time for what? Nothing, man. That even though here I was also training 3 times a day, I still needed a coach that would teach me the right way. You know, give me...
guide you.
Guide me, exactly. And dude, here's the thing with judo. Even if you work out physically, it's still not enough. You need the techniques. You need that speed. You need those type of different workouts that were necessary to prepare for the tournament, which I wasn't getting here. And also it comes to, training partners. I only had 2 partners that were my age and my weight that I could train with. But in Georgia, bro, there was like 10, 20 people that you could train with and have fighting
stories
with. But here it was only 2 people that I had to prepare with. So it was like, plus it was 3 times a week. So it was not enough at all.
Yeah. And experience is a big thing. You know, when you get to experience competing with different types of people, different styles, all that kind of stuff, you just learn way more things.
Yeah. And you compete with them. You know, you don't know them. You're random. So what we do is...
Goodness, I'm a little bad. Sorry.
What actually happens in Georgia a lot is different clubs go visit each club. Like, for example, my club visits your club, and sometimes you guys come to us. And it's like we switch knowledge and we switch that, the experience and stuff. So when I'm fighting you, you're experiencing with different people, and there's like 20 people that you fight a day, and, it's hard, you know?
Would you often compare yourself to other people?
No. I still had that mindset to, I wouldn't compare myself with them. I would compare myself with myself every single day. So it's like, did I get better? Mm-hmm. Mostly I would compete with myself. But obviously I would compare myself with other people too. Just to see where I was.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you're in your own journey regardless. Like, there's no...
Exactly.
What do you say?
I want to catch you on, you were saying there was no purpose when you were losing... in America, those tournaments, like, all this time wasted. I mean, it's not time wasted, right?
But it was because, like, for example, if I was preparing for a tournament for 3 months, I just go and lose to people that I know I can beat.
You got better.
Yeah, I did, but, like, I was still, like, moving very slow,
see,
so it was kind of, like, waste of time.
You losing made you go out of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
to
but...
To even go to Georgia, so it's not a waste of time. You should be blessed that happened.
Yeah, obviously, I'm also thankful that, you know, everything that has happened throughout my journey has happened for a reason. But it was still a waste of time, if you think about it. You know, in those 3 months, I think I should have went to Georgia a little earlier. I mean, it would have been way better. Mm-hmm. Sort of realized that sooner, but, you know, it is what it is. But it was still a waste of time, trust me. Like, 3 months, paying $200 a month. You know how much I had to pay there? $25 a month. Think about it, and I'm paying $200 a month here. It's still a waste of money. It's still a waste of time.
And
I'm comparing the training here and there, and then I'm
that.
Saying waste of time. That's why I said waste of time.
But I don't think anything ever is a waste of time. Well,
not completely.
Yeah,
not completely.
Not completely. Not completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
still,
it's
a little bit partially.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to go back to the point that you made about delaying going there, because I know me and you had a conversation, and I would actually bug you about going to Georgia, and I would, you know, keep telling you, yeah, you should go, you should go, you should go, and then you'd be like, yeah, okay, but you would delay it. So I want to know, why were you delaying it? There was something holding you back, and what was it?
I always wanted it. I think I was just not
committed.
I didn't have balls to go and get up and just fucking leave and be there by myself, because I was there after, because I went with my dad, and then he came back like a month after. So I had to be there for 6 months on my own. I had to eat, I had to make food, I had to, you know, clean the house, I had to do everything by myself.
Were you living by yourself?
What? Yeah, I was. Even though I had my, you know, my dad's, you know, sisters would be coming over, my aunt said they would be helping me out, but at the end of the day, I was still on my own, and it was hard. Anything I needed, I didn't want to, and I'm that type of person, I don't want to bother other people, so I was just like, even if I was struggling, and sometimes I would come back from practice, and, you know, I just sleep. Like, I was like, I'm lazy to make food. But at the same time, I didn't want to tell people, yeah, can you come and, you know, make me food or help me out? You know, I was just not my thing. You know, I wanted to be there on my own. And I think it has taught me a lot of things. You know, it has taught me struggle, you know. I think it's necessary, dude. I'm happy. And it's not as hard as it was hard, but I expected, I was always, like, afraid that it was going to be, like, super hard. And I'm like, oh, my God, if I go, like, what's going to happen?
So you were overthinking.
I was overthinking. And I think that's why I was delaying it. But I think I shouldn't have. It is what it is, though. Mm-hmm.